Exactly. And I think that brings us to some of the key traits of an entrepreneurial mindset in hospitality: adaptability, resilience, and curiosity. Let's break those down. Adaptability. Hospitality is full of surprises. From last-minute booking changes to maintenance emergencies, being adaptable allows you to handle the unexpected without losing sight of your vision. Resilience. Not every idea will work. We've launched packages at Embark Journey Rentals that flopped. But instead of seeing it as a failure, we saw it as data. What didn't work? Why didn't guests book this experience? That resilience helped us learn and refine our offerings. Curiosity. I'm constantly asking, what can we do better? Whether it's reading guest reviews, attending industry events, or simply asking our staff for their insights, staying curious keeps our vision fresh and our operations sharp.
I really like that perspective. Curiosity, especially, can often be overlooked. It's not just about problem solving, but actively seeking new ideas and inspiration. And it seems like curiosity also drives a lot of innovation in hospitality.
Can I play devil's advocate for a moment?
Please do.
Do you think there's ever a risk of being too operationally focused? Can an entrepreneur become so entrenched in systems and processes that they lose their creative spark?
Great question. Yes, that can happen. There's a fine line between maintaining control over your operations and micromanaging them. When you get too into the weeds, you might miss opportunities for innovation. The trick is to set up systems that run smoothly on their own, allowing you, as the visionary, to step back and focus on growth and creativity. It's about working on your business, not just in it.
And that's where trust and delegation come in, right? When your operations are strong, you can confidently delegate, knowing the vision will still be carried out as intended.
Exactly. And we'll get into the specifics of how to achieve that balance in our next segment. But before we move on, here's a takeaway for our listeners. Having an entrepreneurial mindset is about holding two ideas at once: the excitement of the vision and the discipline of the operations. When you can do that, you're not just running a business, you're building something that law. Now that we've explored what the entrepreneurial mindset really means, let's take it a step further and dive into the balance between vision-driven leadership and operational mastery. This is where many hospitality entrepreneurs either thrive or struggle. It's about wearing two hats, dreamer and doer, and knowing when to switch between them.
And it's not always easy, right? You might start your business with a big vision to create the best short-term rental experience in your area, for example, but then you find yourself deep in spreadsheets or managing laundry schedules instead of focusing on growth and innovation.
Exactly. And both roles are crucial. As a visionary, you need to set the direction, inspire your team, and keep the bigger picture in mind. But as an operator, you need to ensure that every guest has a clean, welcoming space and that your processes are running smoothly. The real challenge is in finding harmony between these two roles.
So let's break it down. What does vision-driven leadership look like in hospitality?
Vision-driven leadership is all about seeing what's possible and rallying your team around that goal. It's setting ambitious targets, like achieving a 90% occupancy rate year-round or maintaining a consistent 5-star guest rating. It's also about staying ahead of trends, recognizing that eco-friendly amenities or personalized guest experiences are the future, and then leading your business in that direction.
It's the why behind your business, right? The deeper purpose that keeps you motivated. And it also serves as a North Star for decision-making.
Exactly. At Embark Journey Rentals, our vision is more than just offering a place to stay. It's about creating an experience where guests feel a true connection to the community. Whether it's partnering with local artisans for welcome gifts or providing curated guides to hidden gems in the area, our vision shapes every choice we make.
And then there's operational mastery, the less glamorous but equally important side of the coin. What does that entail?
Operational mastery is about building systems and processes that bring your vision to life consistently. It involves creating detailed cleaning checklists, automating booking processes, and training staff thoroughly. It's the foundation that allows you to scale your vision without losing quality.
And operational mastery often means letting go of some of that creative control, right? Trusting that your team can execute the vision as well as you would.
Yes, and that can be difficult for entrepreneurs. You want to be hands-on, but if you're involved in every detail, you become the bottleneck. Instead, focus on setting clear standards and empowering your team to uphold them. At Embark Journey Rentals, this meant creating a robust operations manual. When a new property manager or cleaner joins the team, they know exactly what's expected, which allows me to focus on bigger strategic moves.
Can you share a real-life scenario where you had to balance vision-driven leadership with operational mastery?
Sure. When we introduced themed rental experiences at Embark Journey Rentals, it was a bold vision. The idea was to create immersive stays, like a coastal retreat or a mountain lodge experience, down to the smallest details, including decor, welcome gifts, and local experiences. But the challenge was operational. How do we ensure each property consistently delivers on that theme? We had to develop standard operating procedures, create inventory lists, and train our team to maintain the experience between each guest. It took both a big picture mindset to conceptualize the idea and a detail-oriented approach to execute it without a hitch.
That's such a great example. It's not just about dreaming up new experiences, but putting systems in place to sustain them. And I imagine that led to a boost in guest satisfaction too.
Absolutely. Guests loved the themed experiences, and it became a unique selling point for us. More importantly, our staff knew exactly what needed to be done to uphold the quality. It's a perfect example of how vision and operations can work hand in hand.
But let's be real. Balancing vision and operations isn't always smooth sailing. What are some of the common pitfalls?
One of the biggest challenges is burnout. Many entrepreneurs get caught up in the operational grind and lose sight of their vision. They start the business with passion, but over time, it feels like they're just putting out fires. Another issue is inconsistency. Without solid operations, your vision can fluctuate. One guest might have an amazing experience, while the next could face issues, which impacts your brand.
And I imagine it's also challenging when you want to innovate. If your operations are too rigid, it can stifle creativity. But if they're too loose, you risk chaos.
Exactly. It's all about creating a flexible framework, one that supports your vision, but also allows room for growth and adaptation. For instance, at Embark Journey Rentals, we regularly review our processes. We ask ourselves, is this still serving our vision, and how can we improve? It's a dynamic balance, not a set it and forget it approach.
Okay, here's a thought-provoking question for you. We often talk about delegating operations to free up time for big picture thinking, but can you delegate vision? Can you share that creative leadership with your team?
That's a great question. I think you can and you should. While the core vision might come from the founder, allowing your team to contribute can make it even stronger. At Embark Journey Rentals, we encourage team brainstorming sessions. Sometimes, our best ideas come from frontline staff who interact with guests daily. They might suggest small touches that elevate our brand experience. And because they feel a part of the vision, they're more invested in executing it well.
So it's not about handing over the reins completely, but involving your team in the vision, giving them ownership and creating a culture where everyone feels like they're contributing to something bigger.
Exactly. And when your team is aligned with the vision, operational excellence naturally follows. They aren't just following a checklist. They understand why each step matters and how it impacts the guest experience. That's the sweet spot where vision and operations meet.
Yeah.
So, to wrap up this segment, balancing vision-driven leadership with operational mastery isn't just about time management or task delegation. It's a mindset. It's creating a vision that inspires, but also building the systems that allow that vision to thrive. When you get this balance right, you're not only setting your business up for success, You're creating a brand that guests trust and that your team feels proud to be part of.
Well said. And I think this perfectly sets us up for our next segment, where we'll dive into practical strategies to find this balance, especially for entrepreneurs who feel like they're constantly bouncing between big ideas and daily tasks.
So far, we've defined the balance between vision-driven leadership and operational mastery, and we've explored why it matters in the hospitality industry. Now, let's get into the how, the practical strategies to actually achieve this balance.
And this is where things get exciting, because while theory is great, it's those real-world strategies that make the difference. If you're listening and thinking, okay, I get it, but how do I apply this to my business? This segment is for you. Strategy one, time blocking for vision and operation.
One of the simplest but most effective strategies I've used is time blocking. The idea is to designate specific days or time slots for visionary work and operational tasks. For example, at Embark Journey Rentals, Mondays are my vision days. I focus on big picture thinking, new ideas, and strategy. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are for operational tasks, team meetings, process reviews, and handling day-to-day management.
That's such a good approach. It prevents the visionary work from getting buried under the daily grind. Plus, it ensures that operational tasks don't suffer from a lack of attention.
Exactly. And it's not just for me as the owner. Our whole team uses time blocking. Our property managers, for instance, spend mornings on guest communications and afternoons on property assessments and reporting. This structured approach keeps everyone aligned and productive. Strategy two, the CEO day concept.
I've also heard of entrepreneurs adopting a CEO day, a day where they don't do any operational tasks at all. Instead, they focus entirely on strategic planning and vision. Have you tried this?
Yes. And it's a game changer. I schedule a CEO day once a month. I disconnect from the day-to-day and immerse myself in planning sessions, trend analysis, and brainstorming. I also use this time to reflect on what's working and what isn't. During a recent CEO day, I realized we needed to update our onboarding process for new cleaners to better align with our brand's vision. This led to the creation of new training materials and a more cohesive team culture.
That's such a powerful example. It's not just about stepping back, but using that time intentionally to steer your business in the right direction.
Strategy three, delegation and trust. Another critical strategy is delegation. As entrepreneurs, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking we need to do everything ourselves. But holding on to every task not only leads to burnout, it prevents growth.
And delegation isn't just about handing off tasks, right? It's also about building trust with your team and empowering them to make decisions.
Exactly. At Embark Journey Rentals, we implemented a decision matrix that outlines which decisions can be made by which roles. It reduces bottlenecks and empowers our staff. For example, if a guest requests an early check-in, our property managers can make that call without needing my approval, provided it meets certain criteria. It's a simple system, but it frees up my time to focus on the vision while keeping operations smooth. Strategy four, building systems and process.
I love this next strategy, building systems and processes. It might not sound glamorous, but it's the backbone of balancing vision and operations.
Yes, systems create consistency. We documented every process at Embark Journey Rentals, from cleaning procedures to guest communication protocols. This manual not only helps new hires get up to speed quickly, but also allows me to step away from operational tasks without worrying that things will fall through the cracks.
And when your processes are solid, it actually gives you more freedom to innovate. You're not constantly putting out fires. You're building on a strong foundation.
Exactly. It's like setting your business on autopilot for the operational side, giving you the freedom to fly higher with your vision. Strategy five, the 70-30 rule.
Another approach I love is the 70-30th rule. It's a simple formula. 70% of your time goes to proven income-generating activities, and 30% goes to experimentation and vision-driven projects. This ensures that you're maintaining your business while also nurturing growth and innovation. That's such a smart strategy. It also takes away some of the fear of innovation because you know you're keeping the core business strong while still allowing yourself room to try new things.
Absolutely. For example, while 70% of our focus at Embark Journey Rentals is on delivering exceptional guest experiences through our existing properties, the other 30% is where we explore ideas like themed stays or curated local experiences. This approach keeps things fresh and exciting for us and our guests.
Can you share a specific example of how these strategies play out at Embark Journey Rentals?
Sure. Each quarter, we hold a planning session where we review our performance, refine our processes, and set goals for the next season. During these sessions, we look at guest feedback, operational metrics, and market trends. Recently, we noticed an increasing trend of guests wanting eco-friendly amenities. While our operational team focused on sourcing sustainable products and updating our cleaning practices, I worked on building partnerships with local eco-conscious brands. This blend of vision and operations helped us align with market demands while staying true to our brand's mission.
And I bet that also opened up new marketing opportunities, right?
Absolutely. It led to a campaign around green stays, which resonated really well with our guests. Plus, our operations team could deliver on the promise seamlessly because we had strong systems in place.
I have a question for you, and maybe this is something many entrepreneurs struggle with. How do you know when to step back and focus on vision and when to dive into operations? Where do you draw the line?
Great question. I think it comes down to listening to your business, your team, and your gut. If I find myself spending too much time on repetitive tasks, it's a sign to step back and see where I can create a system or delegate. Conversely, if the vision feels disconnected from the daily reality, it might be time to dive back in and get my hands dirty. It's a constant calibration.
That's a great way to look at it. It's not a static balance. It's dynamic, and it changes as your business evolves.
So,
to wrap up this segment, finding the balance between vision and operations isn't just about choosing one over the other. It's about building habits and systems that allow you to shift between the two fluidly. Time blocking, CEO days, delegation, systematization, and the 70-30 rule. These are all tools that can help you thrive as a visionary leader while maintaining operational excellence.
And as you implement these strategies, remember to stay flexible. Your business will go through different phases, and what works today might need to evolve tomorrow. The key is to keep that entrepreneurial mindset, curious, adaptable, and always striving for balance.
We've talked a lot about finding balance between vision and operations. But now it's time to tackle some common mindset myths that can hold hospitality entrepreneurs back. These myths often sound like truths, but they can create roadblocks to success if we're not careful.
And challenging these myths isn't just about pointing out what's wrong. It's about offering new perspectives and practical solutions. So if you've ever felt stuck or conflicted about how to lead your business, this segment might just be the key to unlocking some new possibilities.
Myth one, the customer is always right. All right, let's start with the big one. The customer is always right. This is a classic mantra in hospitality, but in reality, it's not always true. Sometimes, bending over backward for every request can actually harm your business and your team's morale.
Exactly. When you operate from this mindset, you might find yourself offering unnecessary refunds, tolerating unreasonable behavior, or putting undue pressure on your staff. And while customer satisfaction is critical, it shouldn't come at the expense of your business's sustainability or your team's well-being.
At Embark Journey Rentals, we've had our share of challenging guests. One particular instance comes to mind. A guest demanded a full refund because they didn't like the color of the towels in the bathroom. Initially, my instinct was to accommodate, but after evaluating the situation, we decided to offer a smaller gesture of goodwill instead. This approach maintained our professional standards while setting healthy boundaries.
And the truth is, most guests appreciate fair and consistent policies. When you operate with integrity and transparency, you attract the right kind of clientele.
Myth two, entrepreneurs need to do it all. Another pervasive myth is that as an entrepreneur, you need to do it all. Many of us start our businesses wearing all the hats, from cleaner to accountant to marketer. But this isn't sustainable. It can lead to burnout and stifle growth.
This myth often stems from the belief that if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. But in reality, effective delegation is a hallmark of successful leadership.
When Embark Journey Rentals started expanding, I had to learn this lesson fast. I was still doing property checks, handling guest communications, and trying to build our brand's presence. When I finally hired a dedicated property manager and trained them properly, not only did my workload lighten, but our guest satisfaction improved too. Delegating didn't mean losing control. It meant gaining more time to focus on strategic growth.
And let's not forget, building a strong team around you is part of creating a scalable business. You're not just delegating tasks, you're empowering others to contribute to your vision.
Myth 3, vision should always come first. Now, this next myth might surprise some of you. Vision should always come first. While having a clear vision is crucial, prioritizing vision at the expense of operational stability can be dangerous. You can't pour from an empty cup, and your vision won't thrive if the foundation of your business isn't solid.
I love this point. Sometimes entrepreneurs get so wrapped up in their big ideas that they lose sight of the day-to-day realities. And if your operations fall apart, your vision can't sustain itself.
There was a time at Embark Journey Rentals when I focused heavily on developing new service offerings, like curated local experiences for our guests. However, I was neglecting our booking and turnover processes. As a result, we faced a few operational hiccups, and it was a wake-up call to realign my focus. I had to press pause on new ideas and get our systems in order before we could expand.
And that's a powerful example of how sometimes putting operations first is the right move. It's not about abandoning your vision. It's about ensuring it's built on a strong foundation.
Myth 4, you must say yes to every opportunity. How about this myth? You must say yes to every opportunity. As entrepreneurs, it's tempting to chase every lead, accept every booking, and jump at every potential partnership. But saying yes to everything can dilute your brand and exhaust your resources.
That's so true. It's important to have a clear understanding of your brand's identity and values. Not every opportunity is the right opportunity.
A great example from Embark Journey Rentals is when we were approached by a corporate group for a long-term booking. The revenue potential was high, but their needs didn't align with our brand's focus on personalized guest experiences. Instead of compromising our values, we referred them to another provider and focused on bookings that aligned with our brand. In the end, maintaining brand integrity strengthened our reputation and attracted more of our ideal guests.
And that's a great reminder that sometimes a strategic no is more powerful than a hesitant yes. It keeps your business aligned with its long-term goals and vision.
Thought-provoking moment, redefining success.
Let me throw a curveball here. How do you define success as an entrepreneur in hospitality? Is it financial growth, guest satisfaction, work-life balance, or something else?
That's such a great question. For me, success is a blend of financial stability, creating meaningful guest experiences, and maintaining a balanced lifestyle. It's easy to measure success by numbers alone, but true fulfillment comes from knowing that your business aligns with your personal values and brings joy, not just stress, into your life.
I love that perspective. It's important to redefine success on your own terms, rather than chasing someone else's idea of what success should look like.
So, challenging these myths isn't about rejecting traditional wisdom outright. It's about questioning it through the lens of your own business and experiences. The goal is to find what works for you and to build a mindset that supports both your vision and your operational needs.
And as we always say, keep questioning, keep experimenting, and don't be afraid to forge your own path in this industry. Your mindset is one of the most powerful tools you have as an entrepreneur.
Wow, what a conversation today. We've covered a lot, from the importance of mindset, balancing vision with operations, to debunking common myths about entrepreneurship and hospitality.
Before we wrap up, let's highlight some key takeaways.
Balancing vision and operations is not just beneficial, it's essential for growth.
Build strong foundations through systems, technology, and team empowerment.
Embrace delegation and avoid the do-it-all mindset. Use operations to fuel, not stifle, your creativity.
Well said, Anna. Remember, if you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. You can catch Hospitality Unlocked on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, and RSS.com community. We'd love to hear your thoughts. What challenges do you face in balancing vision and operations? Drop us a comment or message.
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep delivering exceptional experiences and growing your business. Bye for now.